a responsible investment. The concerns of university students arise because they are conscious citizens. Coal is a dirty, dangerous fuel that pollutes our communities and pollutes our politics. Obtaining it destroys mountains, burning it releases hazardous emissions, and disposing of it results in harmful, toxic waste. Frankly, any belief that says otherwise is no longer tenable. The university is committed to moving beyond coal with Abbott Power Plant, which we appreciate. However, if the university is investing in the industry, simply placing the burden of health-related consequences on citizens elsewhere, it is equally unethical. Furthermore, the movement away from physical support of coal on campus is no longer sufficient for ensuring the image of an environmentally conscious institution. Campaigns at Swarthmore and UNC Chapel Hill are pushing for responsible investment regarding coal. Additionally, Michigan State has announced plans to invest $30 to $40 million during the next 10 years to start a transition to 100% renewable energy. When prospective students choose between universities, some look for those that are environmentally conscious. Personally, I researched the environmental report card of the colleges I applied to. While the majority of prospective students may not do this research specifically, they undoubtedly look for forward-thinking institutions because they produce that type of graduate, one that is capable of innovative thought and marketable in the workplace, and continuously lagging behind other universities in the Big Ten does not present this image. As I mentioned earlier, the second group we represent are investment institutions across the country. While it's clear that coal has negative effects on health, the industry is no longer as lucrative as it once was. In 2010, the price of coal from each of the major U.S. production regions increased significantly, over 51% in Appalachia, and prices are projected to increase in the future as the low price of new energy sources makes coal-fired power comparatively expensive. We've brought with us research as compiled by As You Sow, a nonprofit organization that deals heavily with shareholder advocacy. The market for coal is no longer volatile, but now showing consistent steep decline. But in addition to the health of our endowment, our primary concerns, as well as the concerns of the 2,000 plus students we represent, is the university's investment in an outdated energy source that kills 21,000 Americans every year and gives asthma to 280,000 more. Based on the current state of our environment, it's clear that we're living at a time where there has to be a change, and there are things that can be done right now that would make a substantial difference. Our ask is that you disclose whether or not the university is invested in the Filthy 15, a list of 5 coal mining and 10 coal utilities companies, and subsequently divest from these industries. We have over 2,000 student paper petitions, about 100 online petitions, an increasing number of alumni signing internationally, and other figures such as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in support of our cause. This is a process which has been undertaken successfully and for significant financial gain by companies such as Wallace Global Fund, who has expressed a willingness to share their process. These actions would not only help to increase the financial state of our university, but to present an image of global consciousness that would set it apart from peer institutions. University students care deeply about the quality of life of citizens internationally, and we would like our endowment to reflect that interest. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. So I think that's the end of the meeting for today. I didn't wear a watch, so I don't know how we're doing.
Yeah, pretty good.
We're not doing so bad. And so I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, no opposed. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you, Phyllis, for your graciousness. Phyllis, thank you.
Take care.
Yeah.